Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing with our learning of the writings of Rav Kook in the Ein Hayah, Maseches Brachos. And Rav Kook comments, one of my favorite comments in the Sefer Ein Hayah, appears at the end of the fifth parak of Brachos. And the Gemara, very famously, the last two, three lines of the fifth parak says, so Amar V'chia Bar Abba, Amar V'yochanan, there were a number of comments that Rav Chiya bar Abba said in the Rav Yochanan. And the final of those comments is, Ayispalel Adam Ela Babayis Sheyesh Bachalonos, that a person should daven in a house that has windows. Lav Dafka, that person should be standing by the window, but that there should be a house with windows. And there's a separate discussion in Halacha about davening either by a window or by a door, perhaps maybe losing concentration. There's the Gemara that appears right after this one that says that a person should not daven in an open field. And Rashi says, because when you're in a more concealed place, so you might feel a little more of the emas habore, so you should not be standing out in a field. Therefore, what the Gemara is saying is lav dafka, you should be standing by a window looking outside, because that could sort of violate the concept of concentration and perhaps a emas hamelach, but you should be in a house at the very least that has windows. And this is brought down halacha and discussed by the poskim. So Rav Kook says, again, if you're following along in the Ein Hayah, this is on page 168. Hatvila hi amnam avoda misyochedes benefesh hamispalel. That tefillah is indeed a avoda misyochedes, a specialized avoda on the nefesh, that is an avoda for the nefesh and on the nefesh of the person who's davening. Aval hatnai hechrachi, but the necessary condition l'hashlama, to be complete in this avoda, shetifal al hamispalel, that it operates on the person who's davening, that what should be operative, hu yidiaso hashlama bi'archo al kol ha'olam hachitzon, is a very clear and complete knowledge of his relationship to the outside world, meaning that tefillah is only effective on a person who understands that he's not a singular person, but that he's part of a larger world and larger Klal Yisrael and universe. And therefore, az yifal shlemus na'eh al atzma b'zulaso, when a person davens in that spirit of the fact that he's not necessarily just for himself, but that he is el kola olam achitzon, then tefillah can be mashlim person appropriately. Tefillah can be effective in completing that person when that person realizes that he's not just sort of a selfish, lonely figure in the world. Aval misha hisiatchus b'avodasa miuchedes. But if a person who their hityaklus, their sort of singularity, biavodaso hamiyuchedes, in this unique avoda of tefillah, tiviehu, brings him lihiparade, to separate, mikol yachas, for any connection el ha'olam achitzoni, to the outside world, lo yavo l'taklis shleimus ha'tefillah. The tefillah cannot be mashum the person properly if he's just being very sort of singular, so to speak. Shitzricha, the tefillah requires lachayos es ha'adam, to enliven a person, to awaken a person, lios muchan, to be prepared, lifol ulhispael, to operate and to be mashpia, bitzedek v'yosher, with righteousness and dignity and decency, api ruach Hashem shetorehu, based on the spirit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has awakened inside of him, that tefillah awakens the person to be poel and mafil on the world around him. Al korach, therefore, if that's true, that a person's tefillah can only be mashlim him if he does so in relationship to the world around him, al korach al yitzpalo adam el babayis sheyesh b'chalonos. Therefore, a person can only daven in a house that has windows. Shef Sharus Hariya El Ha'olam, that there's a possibility, because there's a window in the house, that he can look at the world around him. Tiareru, and that's going to awaken Al-Chovaso Al-Olam. That's going to awaken him to realize that I have an obligation in my tefillah to the world around me, Shehu Chaibo, to the world that I'm living in. That the window, even though you may not be looking out of it, but the possibility of looking out the window awakens a person to the realization of what its obligation is to the world at large. Amnam Hashimush Shel Ha'olam Achitzoni, that this involvement in the outside world, Tzarech She'ale L'tzad HaHechsher Shel Ha'osher HaAmiti Shu Hashlam HaKlali, that obligation to the world elevates a person to the realization of the true happiness, which is Hashalom HaKlali, which is peace for the world at large, spirituality for the world at large, God-centeredness, that Lasakin Olam Malchus Shaddai, of making the world a place of the captured nitzotzos of God's presence. So looking out the window, a person is mitarer, is awakened to his obligation to the world. It makes a person realize that the true osher, the true joy, is in Hashalom HaKlali, is when the entire universe experiences a spirit of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hayidi ha'amitit shezosi mataras Yushalayim. And a person also realizes that ultimately this is the purpose of Yushalayim. Shemimena, that from Yushalayim yotza dvar Hashem, the word of God is emitted from Yushalayim. Alkein kevan kavim sichin lei baliyaso neg Yushalayim. And that's what the pasuk means, that a person should be opened towards Yushalayim, namely that Yushalayim is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit radiates from. And therefore, when you turn to Yushalayim, it's not just looking at the Makom HaMikdash, because that's where the Korbanos were brought, but it's looking at the place that unifies the entire universe in its conscientiousness and service of the Ribono Shel Olam. Therefore, you turn to Yushalayim, because Yushalayim is like the fulcrum for that hashlama, for that completion of Klal Yisrael. And that's why a person looks by the window. Such a beautiful Rav Kook, and is such a staple and a pillar of his own machshava, of a person not living for himself, right? A person's tefillah is not just about my avoda or my health or my parnasa. It's the capacity of looking to the entire world, realizing that the impact of tefillah is so that a person is poel and mafil on himself and on others, and ultimately brings a person to the realization that the true osher is the osher of the entire world being mitakein, of being rectified and elevated through a connection with the sparks, the holy sparks, and with a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the centrality of Yushalayim, and that is sort of the universality of tefillah that a person experiences. But it reminds me a little bit of a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe speaks about the fact that Misvara, even though tefillah is not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, although some people say that it's included in belief of God, but that Rav Moshe assumed that of course every nation has to daven, and that might even exist as a chiyuv d'oraisa for all nations, assuming like we hold like the Rambam, that every person in the world needs to in some way bring down that shefa of Kadosh Baruch Hu's spirit. And it's that idea of looking through the window or having a window and Yushalayim being the central force of that. That's the consciousness of a Jew, both klapi himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, and ultimately the entire world. And that's the tefillah shlema that the Gemara here is leading us towards. Okay, thank you everyone. Have a good day.